This is Dirk from Mavericks Rugby. Rugby is a sport that separates the men from the podcasters.
Did you know that since Division has opened, I've been there 76 times?
Hi, I'm Rody.
I'm Jason.
I'm Chris.
True story. So
Jason's weird fact of the day.
I was weird. Like, I got this thing that said I needed to update. Like, sometimes it'll say, were you here? Mm-hmm. And you have to say yes or no. And then I went, I got deep into that, and it said your top places, and I clicked on it. Division was like number 3 or 4, and it was 76.
Nice. Holy crap.
And like, number 2 was the bathroom?
Number 2 was work, I believe. Number 1 was home. It's really weird, though. Like, it's way detailed. Like, there's a map with all these dots, so I can zoom in and, like, Tom Thumb over there where we used to live. It's like, last time you were here, February 2013. It's like,
yeah.
Which I'm fine with. I like it. I mean, I guess.
That's when I went up to 903 Brewers.
Yeah.
It was like, you were here last time 3 years ago.
God damn.
It's like, ooh.
Less.
Long time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, less than worrying about my privacy, it makes me feel all like, shit, time goes by too fast.
Yeah.
That's what it makes me feel. I'm just like mind blown a little bit. Like, what? It's just nuts. Anyways. Yeah, 76 times. I was like, hey, I should have screenshot that and shot it to Wade. Love you. You're the only brewery in my top 10 places.
Nice. So,
but of course, if I had had Android back when RAR was open, we were there every Wednesday for like a solid 2 years almost.
Yeah. Get off work, go to RAR.
Yeah, those were the best times. Us and Alex and Jay and everybody.
Stormcloud.
Yep. John. Gerald was up there. It's crazy. Shit was crazy. Was
Beardy face.
Yep. Before.
Beardy face.
When that was the only craft brewery around here before Martin House, Wild Acre, all of them. There was RAR. let's talk about this first beer you brought, Rody.
Oh, so I went to the discount aisle.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever had an Alaskan beer on the show before, but I picked up the Husky IPA. It's a Mosaic IPA. It was only $8.99 for a six pack.
You're speaking my language.
So I was down for that. And it was 7%. So hits a lot of, checks a lot of the boxes.
Well, it burns.
It's okay.
It burns on the,
burns.
It's all right. I do hate the fact that it has a Best Buy date on it.
Ooh, what's the date?
March 5th of 2018.
Damn.
No, I'm joking.
It definitely tastes more like a Pilsner. I get the Mosaic out of there. Mm-hmm. Of course, community's ruined Mosaic for everybody.
Right.
But I like it. It burns a little bit. So you get a little burn on it or no?
Yeah, a little bit of burn.
No.
It's all right.
I like it.
I'd trade this in for an Odell, though.
Their standard IPA?
Any of them.
Yeah, it's like $9.99, isn't it? No.
Yeah, I'd pay a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar more.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what happens sometimes when you buy those discounts. You're like, hey, surprise, it wasn't that good. I've got two good ones in there, though.
Ooh. You know what I started hearing? I listen to The Fan a lot.
Yes.
Guess who has commercials now?
The radio?
On the radio.
Oh.
Guess who has commercials?
Is it Martin House?
Nope.
Is it Revolver?
Nope. Getting closer.
They do.
RAR?
Nope. Think Houston.
Oh, Carbach?
Yep.
But don't worry. Selling out doesn't help you.
Right. They're pushing that wheat beer of theirs.
Gross. Carbach. I've only bought one of their beers since they sold out.
Armadillo?
No, it was their that tropical IPA. Whatever it was, grapefruity.
And oh, it was Sculpin.
Feisty Red?
Yeah. It was because I was at Torchy's and it was like, hey, this is our beer of the day. It's $3. I was like, I'll take 4 of those. Give me 6. Did I say 6? I'm at 8.
How long has this been back there? 3 years. That's fine.
Yeah. No, it was pretty. It wasn't terrible, but I did feel guilty. I should have bought the Velvet Hammer that was next to it for 3 times the price.
Should have done Velvet Hammer.
No. Still need to go
in a frosted glass.
Pedicles has had their anniversary beer there for a month. It's probably gone now. I've had the chance to get it. Could have been the first Pedicles anniversary beer I've ever tried.
Right.
Just can't get myself to go. Sucks.
How long has it been since you've had a Velvet Hammer?
Not long. One more.
Every time I put on my satin shorts. Bam.
Boner joke.
Damn, that was good.
Yep.
Boner joke of the week.
Bam. No, I had that. I bought 12 of them when we went to Pedicles that first time.
Yeah.
I bought 4 4 packs. I had 16 Pedicle beers in my refrigerator.
Damn.
It was crazy. Then I realized it was a bad thing because I wanted to drink them every day.
Right, you drank almost all of them in a week.
It was
2 weeks.
Still, it's like because I had sit down. I think I had 2 sit downs and 2 Velvet Hammers.
Well, it's bad because they're 16 ounces. So you're like, I'll have 2, and they're like,
whoa,
ah, shit.
Yeah, that's deadly close to a 40-ounce growler, isn't it?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, you'll be drunk after that.
It'll get you there.
Unless you don't have a liver, I guess.
Yeah, because I feel like you drink 116 ounce, you're like, I'm not quite there yet. And then you pop another one, you're like, and I've gone too far.
Yeah. No stopping this train now.
Oh, those are fun days. I miss just popping a beer and playing Xbox. Oh, the good days. They're gone.
What's this play word you speak of?
Right. You've had a game for a year and 3 months, and
I have not opened it yet.
Is it still in the plastic wrap?
It is still in the plastic wrap.
Ouch!
Is it God of War?
Yeah.
Nice.
And you wanted that so bad.
I did. Too. I still have not played it. I do not even have the PlayStation hooked up right now.
Once you get the your other room set up, you'll have a playroom.
Yeah.
Just close the doors and say, "Get out here, baby."
This is my room today.
Or it'll become like this. Connor will not leave this room. He loves this room so much.
That's because there's so many toys in here.
And he's so good with everything. Like, I don't get it. Like, he was picking the ones up on the floor and trying to hang them on the wall.
Oh, really?
Never tries to open them. I have not seen him try to open anything. He was rearranging the pops. He was moving them and then putting them back.
Give it another Christmas.
I was like, this is amazing. I don't know. We'll see. I think he's smart, but everybody says their kid's smart, but
right.
I think he...
No, mine's dumb as a box of rocks. It's fine.
I think he realizes maybe a little bit of what this room is, but we'll see. One day I'll be like, hey, if you open that, that's your college savings. Bye. Good luck. Good luck in life without that $300 pop. Hey, it should be worth $300. Anyways. Yeah, I went on a Sierra Nevada kick, if you can't tell, but that's because, one, they're cheap, and also they're pretty damn good.
Yeah, they make good stuff.
And I'm in love with this one. I bought their anniversary beer, which is really good, and then I bought this Fantastic Imperial IPA. It is a hazy Imperial IPA. What's weird is I kind of forgot what Imperial means, and I was like, oh, that's rough, but that's what it's supposed to be. So,
ooh. Put some hair in your chest?
Yep. Yep. Stomach was cramping a little bit. Yeah, everybody, I had the stomach bug thing for 2 days. That was fun.
Thanks, Bud Light Seltzer.
Yeah. Which, that went over pretty well last week without you, Rhodey. Did you even listen to the episode?
No, because I don't have a podcast app on my work phone.
That's true. We did make fun of you for an hour and a half, though.
That's true.
Just so you know, that's all it was. We didn't do anything. We just, Rhodey! we trolled you.
Right.
The troll, well, I think we called it the troll show.
The troll show.
We should troll everybody. Troll is such a stupid ass word. Ah! Anyways, did you pour, what do you think? You poured it.
It's fantastic.
Do you really like it?
I haven't taken a sip
fucking
yet.
Fucking lies, man. I'm surrounded by lies.
Rhodey's a liabetic.
Oh, nice.
Got the liabetes.
It's deadly.
Wait, that was funnier than my dick joke? Come on, Chris.
Nah, that wasn't funnier than a dick joke, but yeah, that's still a joke of the week.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's not really, I wouldn't say it's hazy, per se, but it's nice.
I know, I'm starting to think, I know it says haze real big. I was like, I'm starting to think I can't see the word haze in there. It's the logo. Yeah, no, I really like it. And I like Sierra Nevada's doing some really good stuff, man. And they're reasonably priced.
That's true.
And their craft, I don't care what anybody, I think it has the craft logo on there, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's not like New Belgium that recently sold out.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Who did they sell to?
Ah, fuck, I can't even remember. Chris.
What's up?
Work those fingers. Who did New Belgium sell out to?
And one of my favorite parts is this can says, family owned, operated, and argued over. Truth. Truth.
Fair enough.
Truth, dude.
ISIS bride, huh?
Yeah.
ISIS? Who's training with ISIS?
Oh, it's the Japanese company.
Is it? Is that bad? Yeah, it is. It's bad. Fuck them. Screw them. What did they make that we loved anyways?
I mean, that's... Oh, you do like their Voodoo Ranger series.
That's... Oh, fuck. When did that sell out at?
Somewhat recently.
Damn it.
Oh, Kieran. Yeah, Kieran.
Damn it to hell.
Yeah, you can find Kieran at Payway.
It's not a bad beer.
Now I gotta find a new.
God damn it, Chris.
It's no Asahi or whatever the beer is.
What?
That Asahi beer?
I don't think that's a thing.
It is.
Now I gotta find a new standard IPA again.
Just dead gum it.
Dead gum. That's
dead gum, dead gum.
That's only 6%. I like my standards to be 7 or 8.
Mm.
Or 9.5. Like
I like coming home and having
Crusher.
One beer, then I'm good. Dream Crusher is too expensive. It's delicious, but right. It's also hard to find fresh because it's $12, so nobody buys it.
There's a gas station in Burleson that sold it for $9.99.
It's probably 7 years old.
Probably.
Is it really $9.99?
Yeah.
It's shit. It's aged.
If it's not old, you should buy a 6-pack. I'll give you $10.
Hell yeah, I'll do that.
You have to send a picture of the proof of date before you purchase, or else you will not get reimbursed.
Chris, I trust Chris. He knows what he's doing. He had an old Dream Crusher once out of a refrigerator, and it was terrible.
Ooh.
Okay, I remember that.
Yep.
It crushed my dreams.
Oh, dear. Dun, dun, dun.
Nice.
How much is sit down or sit you, or I'll sit you down?
Sit down? The 4-pack was like $15, I think. But Petticoats has a thing where the more you buy, the cheaper it gets.
Oh, nice.
So you could buy like a whole case of it, and it was not nearly as expensive.
Like 24 of them?
Yeah.
Or 12?
I think it's 24.
Damn.
Yeah, the more I'm drinking of this, the more I'm liking it.
Yep. $11.99 for a 6-pack, not a 4-pack, folks. Nice. 9%.
Very nice.
Uh-oh. Sorry, folks. The...
Oh,
Pop Vinyl's releasing a whole hell of a lot of stuff.
And Hulkmania.
Sending us all the pictures because I am famous. Yep.
He's ripping off his shirt.
He is, actually.
Yep.
So, Chris, where are you at on your home renovation?
Home renovation?
Uh-huh.
You mean Jay's house?
Sure.
We actually got part of the tile put down on the floor last Friday.
Uh-huh. Just around the toilet?
Yeah. Because apparently it's a bitch and a half to do that pattern.
Okay.
Just a lot of tile cutting. And, I mean, it goes decently fast once you get the pattern down, but that's where we're at right now. We kind of haven't finished it yet, so.
Okay. Fair enough.
That sounds like a lot.
Well, it won't get finished this weekend.
That's true, because Jay's not going to be here.
Start going hunting, right?
Yeah, we're going to go shooting some stuff.
Yeah, kill some innocent creatures.
Well, they're not so innocent.
No, it's hog.
Jay's new gun.
If you see the amount of stuff these pigs murder.
Yeah, that's fine. I really don't care. I do. I'm actually going to be there protesting by myself.
It's that's weird. Fine. I mean, shoot me. I'll bring you one back so you know it's not cute, and then you can try some pork.
No, it's wild hogs, and they will tear up the environment and kill everything in sight because they're crazy.
It's actually delicious.
Yeah.
They're really good.
They're very good.
I thought wild hog was not as good as domesticated or whatever, but I don't.
Well, you don't have all that antibiotics and steroids and.
And if you can cook it right, too.
None of that's in your meat. No, you know, no one. No, I'm trying to take this way dark. People are like, that doesn't happen. What do you think's in your milk? It's just milk.
I mean, if you want your kids to just be normal size, just eat wild hog.
Is that that movie with Tim Allen, John Travolta?
Wild Hogs.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. That movie's so bad.
Martin Lawrence.
Yep. It is Tim Allen and John Travolta, yep, and Martin Lawrence.
Who's the other guy? There's one more guy, isn't there?
Yeah, the dude from Pleasantville, the dad. Shoot.
Shameless?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yep.
What is William H. Macy.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Rudy gets a gold star for the
game. Hooray! That's quite a mix of pictures there.
Yeah. And then Tim Allen made that movie. What was the other one? They were like the exact same movie, Wild Hogs, and the other one was a same thing, adventure movie, and it was terrible. Same thing. Might have been Travolta. One of those two guys. They made another movie just like
Wild Hogs. Powder.
Yes, that was it.
That was actually a good movie.
I can't remember.
I enjoyed that movie. Galaxy Quest?
No.
That was actually pretty decent.
That was good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But there was two, like, back-to-back. They were both terrible.
That had Harry Potter in it.
Did it really?
Oh, it had Severus Snape.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Alan Rickman?
Yep.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Alan Rickman, I love you.
See, around Wild Hogs, you did, after Wild Hogs, you did Red Belt?
Nope.
Zoom?
Ugh, nope.
It's not Cars. Shaggy Dog.
Shaggy. Oh God, that was terrible.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Ugh, barf. I think it might have been. I'm on Travolta, so we're about to hit this from two different angles. Get it? What year was Wild Hogs over there, sir?
2007.
What? Hold on. This says Travolta was an Austin Powers and Goldmember.
For what?
Says he was famous Goldmember. I don't know. 2007?
Yeah.
God, that feels like... Old Dogs is the name of it.
Old Dogs.
Oh, yeah, it was Travolta and Robin Williams. So you had Wild Hogs and then Old Dogs. Both terrible.
Is that the one with the lion and the kid?
Yep.
No, that's a that was a...
Secondhand Lions.
That was a good movie.
I was just agreeing with you. Because I do not remember anything about Old Dogs.
Yeah,
because
Alfred was in it. That's why it was awesome.
It was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, it's Haley Joel Osment.
Before he blew up?
Yeah.
Literally.
With diabetes. He does play a really good asshole.
He does.
All right, Chris, you have something for us.
Yes, I do. I got the new Volbeat song.
It's worse than Five Finger Death Punch.
I'm going to try to turn this down so I don't blow your ears out.
I'm over it, under it.
No, crank it. Who is Neil Fallon, by the way?
Is there? Is it 45 minutes long?
3 minutes.
I already wish I was dead.
Why is Crystal playing this?
He's waiting for the chorus, but we're gonna get sued by Volbeat. Wait.
Who's Neil Fallon?
I have no clue.
Okay, Google, who is Neil Fallon? We haven't mic'd it yet. We need to put a mic on that.
Clutch?
Oh, okay.
Clutch wasn't terrible. Yeah, me and Chris were talking about it. We're going to mic that thing and have fun with it when we can.
That's going to be awesome.
Might as well, since we got extra mics and it's just chilling over there.
Clutch like, equals Google. Better band than Volbeat.
Absolutely.
I've never heard of the band Clutch. What were they?
What?
Type in Clutch. See what the number one song is. So you
yeah, 1010101.
5001007.
Clutch band.
Clutch.
They aren't that famous, Chris.
Granny Shifting.
Electric Worry.
Yeah, that sure.
Sound familiar?
Wait, how many views does it have?
13 million.
The Mob Goes Wild is pretty
play the top one, though. Well, this one has 13 million. Oh, yeah. Well, you made me weep. Hell yeah. Sons of Anarchy. And you made me moan. Well, you caused me to leave, child,
my happy home. Yeah, this is 1010 song thing. You ain't worried my life. It's a lot better musically than Volbeat.
Hell yeah.
Kind of similar.
God damn it, Chris.
I mean, that's a lot better, but they have a harmonica too. So, yeah.
Oh, are we talking about something? Now, fuck you, Volbeat.
Now look up Nappy Roots and see where their latest song is.
Is that new too?
I thought it was.
Poe Folks?
Look up the new.
That's 10 years ago.
Yeah, that was.
Look up the new Gorillaz album and try to figure it out.
Was really
it's hard to figure out. It's no, don't really do that. Because you'd be wasting your time. They released a little, like four songs, and two of them are like 30 seconds long, and it's just you have to decipher it or something. I don't fucking care. I do not care.
First one to decipher it gets the real album.
I don't know.
Is it better than Aw Naw from Nappy Roots?
Oh, dude, that's the best one.
Oh, no. Hell no, boy. Y'all ain't acting dirty. Oh, no.
You don't remember this one? Come on, Chris.
From their Watermelon Chicken and Grits album?
Yeah, I had this album. Oh, no. Hell no. Y'all up and done it. Boy, y'all acting
dirty.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Boy, y'all done up and done it.
Oh, no.
Hell no, boy.
Y'all done up and done it.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Come on, Chris.
Never heard this song.
Oh, my God.
Come on. My first song was like 48 bars.
It is hard, just so you know.
People are basing on our podcast.
Yeah, Nappy Roots hits hard.
Ah, this is the best headline I've ever seen, folks. Jameis Winston undergoes LASIK surgery after 30-pick season.
That would be awesome if the only reason why he's not good is because you can't see. God. He's just throwing just shapes down the field.
Oh, you gotta be brave to get LASIK surgery, though. They peel your eyeballs back, dude.
That's pretty terrifying.
They peel your eyes back and laser the back of your eye to fix it, and then they close the little eye flap shut and let that heal.
Yep.
Oh, man.
My friend got that LASIK done. They said they gave him some drugs. Didn't work, and he was sitting there squirming in the chair the entire time.
He didn't say anything?
No, he did. I was just like, yeah, let's keep on going.
Well, we're already in there, so you're either going to be blind or we're going to finish this.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, woo! What's that drug that calms people down?
Ritalin.
Ritalin.
Zoloft.
Zoloft,
Xanax. Yeah, they get Xanax. I think they gave him Xanax.
Soma.
I'm gonna need 20 Xanax before somebody lasers my eyes. And you have to be awake for the whole thing too.
Yep.
That
doesn't even last forever either.
I'm good. And then sometimes people, Lisa's turned out all right though. But sometimes people like have bad complications.
Yeah.
Oh.
When did Lisa get hers done?
Oh shit! Like,
yeah.
Probably like 8 or 9 years ago.
Well, damn.
Like when it was almost brand new. She's more brave than everybody else. We could end the commercial on the radio and be like, we'll do each eye for $1,000. What? We'll just jam a laser in your eyeball.
We don't know what we're really doing.
And you have to be blind for, because you have to wear a blindfold for like 24 or 48 hours. Yeah. Do you remember?
Yeah. It's like 24 hours.
Can you imagine being blind for 24 hours?
And then you have to
wear
like sunglasses for like a week or something like that.
God bless, dude. Like, I don't even know. Like, it would, oh my gosh. I guess I would just sit in the dark.
Yeah, just hang out, listen to music, I guess.
I'd probably watch movies that I know all the words to, so I could pretend to see the movie. Like,
I know exactly what's going on.
Yep. Anyways, I'd get one of those blind sticks and go to the mall and be like, psh, psh, psh. sit there with a cup and ask for money. Just got LASIK. That was expensive.
Inappropriately touch women. Hey, I'm blind.
Damn, Chris, that was dark.
Chris, I'm not sure about that.
That sounds like one of my jokes. What are you doing?
Yeah. You might need to... Yeah.
Jesus, you Harvey Weinstein motherfucker.
Okay. So I listened to an actual... One of the Lakers podcasts that I listened to, he screwed up on the podcast, and I saw how they do edits, and it was pretty cool.
Really?
Because he'll stop, and he goes, okay, everybody, 3, 2, 1, go. And they go back into the podcast. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because he forgot to cut that out. I was like, you left the...
Whoops.
You left that in there. But it was pretty funny. I was like, oh, I should steal that technique. Every time Chris has to take something out, we stop and go, 3, 2,
we would never get out of here.
We've only we average less than one edit per episode.
Oh yeah,
we're doing all right.
Probably since the restart of the show, it's probably been like maybe 5.
We just don't want to piss Rose McGowan off. I mean,
right?
That chick's crazy. She'll tear us down.
Yeah, she'd cray cray.
Tore down Natalie Portman today.
Oh, did Natalie Portman rap about her?
Nope. She wore that dress to the Oscars with people's names on it. So, I don't know. I don't really care. I don't care about that celebrity stuff.
Natalie Portman did?
Yeah. Oh. With all the female directors that didn't get recognized or something.
And Rose McGowan had a problem with that?
Yep. Because wearing a shirt with names on it is not the same as actually doing something about it. Correct.
But what is Rose McGowan doing about it?
She does a lot of weird stuff. Hey, I'm messing with it. I don't like that chick. Well, I don't. She's going to hate me now. I'm in trouble. I'm sorry, Rose McGowan. You were great in Jawbreakers.
Did you see Eminem's performance?
Yes. So I didn't watch the Oscars, of course. Well, actually, true story. That came on either before or after a Lakers game. Might have been before because Lakers play at 9 o'clock all the time. But we watched the first. For some reason, just got lucky. The first award was the supporting actor, and Brad Pitt won it.
Nice.
It's like, hey, this makes sense. Then I watched him get political, and I was like, oh, this is why I don't watch this crap. Even though he was against Trump, I'm just like, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care about you, Brad Pitt. I also don't care about those people getting awards for spending a month of their lives on a movie set.
Right.
Good for you.
Yeah, good job.
What do you get supporting actor for?
Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, Once Upon a Time.
Oh, nice.
The movie's great, by the way.
He played the Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah. He played Cliff Booth, Stunt Man.
Was that in Hot Rod?
No, it was in this movie.
Oh.
But he did say thank you to all the stunt people, so Rod definitely got a thank you. It was a great movie. It was great. I like Brad Pitt, though. Apparently, I found out that a lot of people don't.
Like Brad Pitt?
Yeah, and they also don't think he's a good actor. I'm like, okay. Don't care. I'm not having that conversation with somebody.
Right. Did you ever watch Fury?
Can you? Yeah.
I love that movie.
Movie's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf, he's underappreciated. Shouldn't have done those Transformer movies.
Yeah, he's also kind of crazy.
And he should have done the first one.
Yeah, if he wouldn't have done those movies, he'd probably get more street cred.
Yeah.
But he's really good. He actually is. He's really good in everything like that's not Transformers related.
Disturbia. That was very good.
Yeah. And Holes was pretty good, even as a kid. I liked that movie. I think we watched it in high school. And I saw this movie. I didn't see the movie, but I watched a trailer of him taking a Down syndrome kid to be a wrestler. It's called The Peanut Butter Falcon. It looks really cool. Like, they meet each other, and Shia LaBeouf is like, oh, I think Shia LaBeouf might be homeless. And then he decides to... I'm going to help you become a wrestler. And they just work together and they travel. And apparently a bunch of wrestlers make cameos in it too.
Nice.
Because I saw an interview and they were asking that guy, they were like, who'd you meet? And he was like, I met Triple H and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, so happy. I was like, oh, this is cool.
Hmm.
I was like, I like this dude. And he was like, but yeah, it's called The Peanut Butter Falcon. I kind of want to see it. So, and then he made a movie about his own life called Honey Boy. It looked really dark and spooky. I'm like, I don't want to watch that.
Nice.
His alcoholic father beating him and stuff, you know, trying to take over his career.
So basically it was Disturbia too?
No, not at all. Way darker. Disturbia had what girl was in Disturbia?
What was that?
Yeah, because I was like,
oh. Rose McGowan.
Oh, no. Was it Blake Lively?
It may have been.
Yeah. That's what I'm leaning on right now.
Looks like, yeah.
Bam! Look at me.
Son of a bitch.
Yep. And he gets all jealous because he can't leave his yard because he's wearing a anklet. Because he got trouble for doing something.
Didn't he like wreck a car or something?
Yeah. Anyways, decent movie. Good movie. Blake Lively's in a bikini in that movie. Just throwing that out there.
What kid show was he in? Or Disney show?
Steven and Steven or something? Steven or Steven?
iCarly?
No. I believe it was...
Even Stevens.
I think that's it.
What it was.
Look at us, the Shia LaBeouf podcast. Next week, we're going to talk about Transformers 3. Is that... No, he was in that. He got cut out in the fourth one, right?
Yeah.
The other one was Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, Marky Mark. Let's talk about Marky Mark.
Didn't mean you go see that, Jason?
Probably.
Hey, Chris, look up and see if Marky Mark has a new song out yet.
I got those...
He doesn't.
Good vibrations.
Chris, everyone knows you're lying because no one heard any clicking.
Clickety clack, 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 clack.
Well, while we're on the subject of movies, though, we got a little bit to talk about here, folks. Disney Plus is doing some weird stuff.
Oh, they're folding already?
No, they're just doing weird stuff. Rick Moranis has signed on for the next installment of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I'm not even joking.
I thought that dude was done with acting.
He's coming back.
No, it's because his wife died of cancer. And
he had to take care of the kids.
Yeah, he wanted to take care of the kids, so he left.
Now they're grown up.
Bet you feel like an asshole now, Brody.
Kind of.
Doesn't his kids still need him, or is he like,
they're
fuck
grown
those
up
kids?
Now.
Well, there's never that was really 20- grown up.
Gotta stay home and take care of my 30-year-old son. That's true.
I'm actually excited for it. I love those movies.
It's weird, though.
What's this movie? Is it, hey, honey, my son's in the basement?
So one of his kids has grown up and is Josh Gad.
Mm.
That dude's kind of funny.
That seems like a weird
and
cast.
He shrinks his kids.
Okay.
And then Rick Moranis, I guess, is helping him.
Grandpa Rick.
Solve it.
Grandpa Rick.
Fucking Grandpa Rick.
He's,
God damn it.
He's stat. Remember Auntie? Wasn't it called Auntie? And they like let it around with cheese or something with a stick and cheese on it.
God, I hope it wasn't that stupid.
Didn't Auntie die?
Yes.
Did it?
I don't know if it was Auntie, but yeah, the aunt died.
Oh, that sucks. I think it was Auntie, though. I'm sticking by that. It was Auntie. And then it was Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves, or was it Honey, I Blew Up the Baby?
I think the baby was the third one.
No, he got killed by that, what was it, scorpion?
Oh, yeah, he did die.
Yeah, the scorpion killed the...
sacrificed himself.
Clay animation, too. That was all stop motion.
Yep.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But everybody that watches Star Wars says it's great.
But he lived on in Ant-Man, and then that one died.
Oh, he was Anthony.
Anthony.
Ant-Man's had more ants die than anybody in the world. It's kind of a...
It's like he doesn't care about them.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick. Paul Rudd.
It's like there's a million of them. Like million ants.
But yeah, I don't know what Disney Plus is doing. So they are doing the Mighty Duck sequel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be 10-episode series.
That's okay.
Well, yeah, I know. And it's the mom from Gilmore Girls. Not the cute one.
Rory?
I guess.
No, Rory's a daughter.
It's the mom.
Isn't Michael super into that show?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because they talk really fast.
And then it's the one of the kids from Bad Boys, which is one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time.
Anthony Milanakis?
No. Good Boys, sorry.
It's Andy.
Good Boys.
Oh.
Movie's hilarious. Three kids acting like perverted teenagers.
Jackass?
When did that come out?
Good Boys? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, is that one really good?
Yeah, it's really good.
I think isn't that on Netflix?
Maybe. Caitlin was laughing so hard. She was crying. I'm not even joking. Through parts of it.
Is it called Three Boys?
Good Boys.
Oh, Good Boys.
How many times? I'm just playing. I thought it was Bad Boys at first. Then I realized that was Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Not the black kid or the skinny one. The other one is going to be in the Mighty Ducks. He's going to be the character.
the new goaltender since Crackhead is not available?
All I care about, they better, if Joshua Jackson isn't in this show for at least 5 minutes, I will be outraged. Charlie Conway was the best character. Well, that show, remember, because Adam had to hold his wrist out, and he's like slapping it, and he drops the thing, and he's like, you can't play. You can only play when you can hold your...
And he's like 10.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Cake eater, that's what they called him. The black kid was like, you're not playing with us, cake eater, because he's rich.
Right.
He's a rich asshole.
Right. And it was rated G, so they
had to call him cake eater. Oh, because only rich people can afford cake. All the poor kids couldn't have cake.
All they get is cookies.
Yeah. I wish I could have cake, you cake eater. Oh, crap. I just now understood what that was all about. But yeah, no. I just don't know. Why are you going to have a 10-episode series about Mighty Ducks?
I'm sure it'll do well.
Screw off. Now that's what Disney's going to do. Like, Netflix is making movies and TV shows. Disney's like, we'll just make every movie into a TV show.
I can't wait for the live-action DuckTales.
Oh, God.
That sounds terrifying.
Oh, no, no, no.
Looks like Howard the Duck.
No, no, no. Do you know what starts shooting in June, Mr. Live Action?
No.
I am horrified.
Bloody.
It's already going.
Fox and Hound.
They're casting.
Arthur.
It is Lilo and Stitch.
Really?
Yes.
That could be, I mean, that could be interesting because you could do a lot of things with the aliens.
Creepy Stitch, live action Stitch.
Yeah, you may not like the look of that.
Creepy.
He'll look a lot less cute.
Yeah.
It's gonna be holy shit.
Yeah, I don't think.
Oh my God, why is it so hairy?
I don't think that's real.
Why does he have to be like a gremlin? I don't understand.
That's scary. But no, I don't. It's not out. I know it's not out yet because they haven't even done the.
That is terrifying.
It's going to look like Sonic.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to look like, technically, with that Sonic look. Maybe, hopefully, all these movie studios learn from Sonic, though.
But, like, why do they have to make it, like, look like a fucking bat?
That's not real, though. That's
right, but why would that be, like, the first thing they go to? Like,
people are stupid.
They can make it look lifelike, but still, like, the same character.
Yeah.
They don't have to change it completely. No, this has to be, like, real in my mind.
What does Shake say about it?
So that you look at him and tell me there's a god.
Yeah. I love Shake. Shake was my favorite character.
When are they going to do a movie about that?
Live action.
Live action.
They already had Aqua Teen Kong, of course. They had a movie. They had two movies, I think.
I just want to see who plays Carl.
Carl's a New York Giants fan. Obviously, we're best friends.
John Goodman.
Oh, that's good.
Where's your wife, Peter?
Yep. Jeff or Jeff Bridges would be all right, too.
That's true.
The Big Lebowski. Well, then's that movie come out? The Bowling... Bowler, he got a sequel to The Big Lebowski. Might have got canceled.
Oh, did Jesus?
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So the Lilo and Stitch movie is going to be Disney Plus as well.
Wow.
If it's anything like Lady and the Tramp, I will not watch it. That Lady and Tramp was horrible.
You're still going to watch it.
Mouse moving.
Not needed.
Nope. They had some other news on there.
When's the next Marvel thing coming out?
So they're setting it up. August, Falcon Winter Soldier, right after that's over.
So long.
You roll right into The Mandalorian. Right after The Mandalorian's over, you roll right into Scarlet Witch. Right after that's over, they said their plan next year is to have a show every...
Back to back.
Month? The whole year.
Good, because they did one show, and then it's been like 8 months.
Yeah, the Clone Wars comes out this month, and I know you're probably not into that, but it was awesome.
Is there a cartoon?
Mm.
I hate
Star Wars.
All I do is watch cartoons that I don't want to watch.
Yeah. I found out that stupid Bluey thing we were watching, that's on Disney Plus.
Is it really?
Yeah, so I started looking for kids stuff on there, and I was like, oh, there's a whole gold mine here.
Mm-hmm.
We found something else about this hillbillies that move into the city. Connor kind of likes
that too. Squidbillies.
No, that's not Disney. No, Brody. But it's pretty funny, too. I was like, this ain't that bad. Anything that Connor will watch for longer than 3 minutes, sign me up.
Did you ever get him into Vampirina?
No.
That comes later.
No.
And then tell them they can't have a Vampirina toy.
What? I'm gonna get him the unicorn Barbie doll from The Office.
Michael Scorn.
No, I don't know. I'm kind of excited about this Disney Plus stuff, but I still think it's weird.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty weird, but it's just gonna be one of those. You watch it, and it's great, and then you have to wait, you know, 10 years.
Every week. Well, you have to wait every damn week for this. The shows that should be movies.
Right. I kind of like it that way.
Yeah.
Because it just kind of spreads it out, so you're not completely distraught after you blow through The Witcher in 2 days.
Yep, right. Oh, yeah, here's the other one. They are redoing Turner and Hooch.
Really?
Yep. With that guy. I don't even know who he is.
Not Tim Allen.
Not Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Yep, it will not be him.
I'm assuming they're doing a live action of that, too.
Yeah.
As well.
Yep. So much stuff. They're working on a Tom Sawyer show. It's just crazy, dude, how much stuff they're doing. I just hope it all works out.
Wonder how much they're going to have to gloss over in Tom Sawyer.
Said Disney's trying to get Joaquin Phoenix to be Captain Hook.
They're remaking that, too?
Yeah, it's going to be called... I'm not even sure. But they're trying to get Margot Robbie to be Tinkerbell.
Nice.
Yep.
I can actually see that.
And here's the Disney's live-action Lilo and Stitch remake will debut on their streaming service. The movie begins filming this fall in Hawaii. So, yeah, it's already... Chris Sanders will still be the voice of Stitch, so he'll still have his cartoon voice, which is one of the best parts of Stitch.
But then they'll go in and auto-tune it, and it'll sound terrible.
When she squirts him with the water bottle. Bad Stitch. And he's like...
Well, if she squirts this Stitch, it'd probably get eaten.
That's true.
And she
don't want to get him wet.
The best part is when she's like, do something creative, and then he builds New York City, and she's like, oh, wow, you built New York City, and then he destroys it. Goes, rah, and tears the buildings down, and she gets horrified.
When does Mulan come out? I'm kind of excited about that one.
I don't think it's going to...
But it's in theaters, right? Yeah.
I don't know when it's coming out.
I have hope for that one.
Yeah. Looks cool. No dragon, though. No Eddie Murphy.
That's a win, I feel like.
March 27th.
Oh, wow. That's like, does it say theaters? Yep. US and
UK. Yep.
Ooh, I wonder when it'll come to the Disney Plus. That's going to be fun. Like, Frozen just hit Blu-ray right now. Frozen 2. So I'm wondering when it'll come on Disney Plus. Like, how long are they going to wait?
Right.
But hold on. We have to sell some crap. All right. What do you think of this beer?
I like it.
We're drinking Sierra Nevada's 40th anniversary. It's called Hoppy Anniversary Ale. I believe it's just a... It's not an IPA. I think
dry hopped ale.
Yeah. Pale ale, more likely, but it's only 6%, I think.
Not bad.
Yeah, I liked it. I was like, this is one that I would do for like an easy drinker. This was only $8.99. Some cheap ass stuff, bro. Six pack.
Delicious.
Like I said, I went to Total Wine with full intention of buying Community's Mocha Legion, but they did not have it.
Mocha as in coffee?
Yeah. I'm getting tired of these variants. Whatever.
They're everywhere.
Whatever. I cry about everything too much. Cry about adding sugar to the beer. Cry about variants. Cry about all of it.
Yep.
Tired of the craft beers.
Cry about extracts.
I just want everybody to make 4 standard beers and make them accessible to me for a reasonable price.
Right.
That's it. Bring back the flagships. They're dead.
It's not unreasonable, Jason.
Nobody wants it.
And just name them Flagship 1, Flagship 2, Flagship 3.
That'd be cool. Give flagship me the flagship, like, please.
And a pickle coffee beer.
Oh.
Well, they added spice to one now. It's a spicy pickle beer, dude.
Awesome.
And the logo is red instead of green. Congratulations, Martin Ailes. High five.
A high five.
Also, making a pizza beer tomorrow with mozzarella cheese as a garnish.
Yeah.
That's going to be so bad.
It's real.
And what's a side of pepperoni that you can dunk in it?
There's 2 options on the garnish. There's melted mozzarella cheese. I hope somebody burns their face off.
That'd be awesome.
Sue Martinelle's. The other one is they dip it in pizza sauce and then they put Parmesan cheese on the rim.
Sounds so fucking weird.
And it's a Ninja Turtle glass.
I want that glass.
Yep, gotta go get Leo.
If they have different variations, do you think they would? Like Raphael?
That'd be stupid, but... I mean, that would be awesome, but it'd also be stupid because people would be fighting over which one they get.
It's true.
But I would be down for that, Chris. Oh, I guess I need all four glasses.
I need Raffalangelo.
Which turtle was your favorite?
God, I can't think of his name now. He's the one with the size.
Well, there were four of them.
Raphael. Yeah.
Mine was Leonardo, of course.
Mine was Donatello.
Really?
Because Don.
Makes sense.
It was almost my name.
I love you, Donatello.
He's the smart one. Leave him alone.
I know.
He's also the one with a cheap weapon, too.
So that means all we need to do is find someone that likes Michelangelo, and we'll have all four turtles in here. I'll buy the headbands for us. You can wear them.
We could just bring Caitlin along. She'll just get that.
And she doesn't play anything. She's no fun.
Well, that's fine. All she has to do is just buy the glass, and then we can keep it.
Yep. All four turtles. That'd be cool. No, because we'd have to bring Connor, too. Connor's been to Martin House, though.
Yeah, give him a pair of nunchucks.
That'd be awesome. Oh, yeah, I'll just bring Connor.
What are they doing at Captain Planet beer? That's what I want to know.
God. It's got earth, wind, fire in it. Good. How did you even do that? Doesn't matter. We did it.
Don't forget the heart.
That's what, I don't know why. Let's go put lit matches in the mash and call it fire beer.
it's got a nice little char to it.
Let's just do it. Just dump hot charcoal in there. Hey, guys, I added heat to this beer.
I mean, if they made it seltzer, that'd be water, right?
Yep. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I made a heat beer, guys. I made fire. I put fire in it.
You can make it an artichoke beer. That'd be your heart.
Let's do spinach artichoke dip beer. Pour it in there. I don't give a shit.
What would be wind, though?
What an interesting job to have now.
Just what would be wind?
Throw shit in there.
Look like a Frijoles beer? Because it makes you break wind.
No, all you do is put a straw in there and blow in it.
Like wine? Oh, so it would be a wine barrel-aged beer that you have to aerate.
Gross. Gross, gross, gross.
We got ideas. Come on, Michael Harper.
Gross. So disappointing.
But they are solid.
They're just dumping. Nah, I gotta stop before I get in trouble. I love you, friends and family. I just wish I was a brewer now. I'd just be like, I'm bored. I'm gonna throw this plastic toy in the mash. Look what I made. Spider-Man beer.
Look at my Beanie Baby beer.
Yep. Oh, God. Sweet. Somebody already did the Valentine's hearts, right? Had to have happened.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Valentine's beer. And I was talking to a brewer that I know, and luckily I know a few, so I can't rat them out.
I don't believe you.
And he said that, because I asked about the beer holding all the sugar, because they're dumping crap tons of sugar in all these beers. And he's like, I wouldn't worry about that. I'd more worry about all the hydrogenated oils and all that stuff that would become concentrated and go right into that glass. It's like, ooh.
What do you mean? Those are good for you.
Ooh.
What do you mean? This isn't made with Olean? Anybody get that joke or that
Olean,
reference?
Olean. Is that where?
Jolene.
That's what they made Pringles with for a little bit, and then they sucked.
Really?
Because it wasn't hydrogenated oil, but then they found out it was just as bad. They stopped making it with it.
Just as bad.
Is that why that gave all the people the runs?
Probably.
Hmm.
Did you guys see the Mortal? Did we talk about the Mortal Kombat trailer for that cartoon, Scorpion?
No, we didn't.
Looks badass. It's a rated R cartoon, Mortal Kombat.
Wait, I thought they were doing a movie.
That's happening too. This is coming out in the next month.
What?
It looks awesome. Digital. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, you can buy it. Who's made it though?
I'm not sure. Whoever, Warner Brothers, they own the Mortal Kombat stuff.
Oh, really?
Okay. Mortal Kombat Defenders of the Realm?
No, it's called Scorpion's Revenge.
So basically it's a DC cartoon, but it's Mortal Kombat.
It's a little better. Well, no, because DC cartoons are good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks crazy. Yeah, it's called Mortal Kombat Scorpion's Revenge. And like, there was like blood and stuff. I was like, whoa.
April 14th.
Yeah. Oh, Caitlin's birthday is canceled. Watching Mortal Kombat.
Oh, it's too bad for her. She loves Mortal Kombat. It's fine.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool looking style, too.
Yeah, it's awesome. Voices was good. Like, there's a trailer. I watched the trailer. I was pretty excited. I was like, huh, I haven't been excited about a cartoon in a long time. But yeah, no, the movie's done. That should be coming out this year. You're right.
Okay.
It's supposed to be rated R, too.
I feel like they've been pretty tight-lipped about most of the stuff.
Probably shitty.
Yeah. I swear to God, if Johnny Cage doesn't nut punch Goro, I'm out.
Those are $50 sunglasses, asshole. No, I think he says $500. Because $50 is not enough to punch somebody in the
nuts. Hell, on IMDb, it's 2021.
No!
Son of a bitch. Why is this?
That's the director.
Saw person
it's
there.
It's just Justin Lin. Is that Justin Lin for real?
James Wan.
Oh, James Wan. Justin Lin was the other one, I think. There were two directors on that Saw movie.
January 15th, 2021.
That sucks. They must be doing a lot of animation for it. A lot of computer stuff. Gotta let Sub-Zero freeze people and break it. What if the movie was just 2 hours of fatalities? That'd be cool.
What's a Joker doing in here?
It's like, why is there 700 extras casted in this movie?
They all die.
Yeah, one at a time. That's weird. Scorpions fought 20 people and killed them all, like, vicious, bloodily. Can't wait for the Red Band trailer. Mortal Kombat. I better have that song in it still.
If it doesn't, I'm out.
If you want to get pumped, play that song while you're on a trampoline. You will do a lot of kicks and stuff.
Right.
And break your neck.
Mortal Kombat. I would do a flip and be like, hoo, hoo. And I was like, come here! And people wouldn't come here when I did it. Pissed me off a lot. Favorite things to play on a trampoline, Mortal Kombat and WWF before it was changed. WWE is stupid.
And Crack the Egg.
No, I didn't play that. I played fighting stuff, Chris.
Speaking of that, Chris, did you watch the XFL last weekend?
I didn't even know that was out.
Oh my God. You didn't watch the Battle Hawks?
The Battle Hawks?
I watched Dallas get their asses stomped.
It was kind of like the same offense. They just kicked field goals.
No.
I did hear there are two passes per play. Is that right?
Yeah. And now you're in Dallas. You're in Dak Prescott getting traded rumors.
As long as you're behind the line of scrimmage, there's two passes.
Yeah. But you can do that in real football, too, by lateraling all day long if you want to.
Right. But this one, you can do it laterally. As long as you're behind the line of scrimmage.
Stupid.
Innovative.
No, the kickoffs look cool, and so I like the extra point thing, too. You can get 3 points if you go back to the 15-yard line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's rough. You didn't watch it? I watched it. It was pretty good.
Are they still in that arena type thing?
No, that was not the XFL. That was called arena football. Those people got checked like in hockey. Yeah. They would get hit, flip over the wall, and land in the crowd.
Pretty brutal.
Chris, it had the name in it.
I think it was a guy from work, from Ben and Keith. He made one of the teams and was so excited, and then the league folded the same time he made.
Oh, the AAF.
Yeah. No, the Arena Football League. He made that league. Mm. He's so excited, you know, I'm going to play football and make a little bit of money. And league closed.
And done.
I know he should have went and tried out for the XFL or the AAF. Could have made it.
Was it any good, though?
Will Hill was the safety on one of the teams. I started laughing so bad. Remember, because he was a giant.
Right.
But I'll always remember him because we were playing Madden, me and you were, with the Ultimate cards.
Mm-hmm.
And every pack we opened had one of those stupid cards in it. Will Hill. It's like a 68.
Yeah.
Kept getting him.
So can we combine these to get a 72?
What am I going to do with this guy? Just kept popping up. Will Hill. That was fun when we were playing it, but that game doesn't work unless you spend money. You end up with your overall average of a team at 70.
Right.
And people with 90s beat the crap out of you because they spent $2,000. Like, ha ha! Mom and Dad's credit card! Anyways, it was pretty cool. I liked it. There's a couple other rule changes that were cool. There was one catch that a tight end made that looked like it was NFL worthy. It's a good throw, good catch. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Did you like the where you got to hear the coaches do the play calls and all this stuff?
Why anybody want to hear that? Like, I don't understand that. Don't care about it. The replay thing's cool where you can hear them talking about the replay and what they're doing and all that.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting for 45 minutes.
Right.
Bored out of your mind. They also take care of the replays like in a quarter of the time the NFL does because they're waiting on commercials.
Right.
Oh, replay. Hold on. Let us play four commercials of Charlotte toilet paper.
Super mega roll.
So stupid. Yeah, the games were quicker too. And it's cool in the last two.
Ooh, Chris, look up Dallas Desperados merchandise.
In the last 2 minutes, they stopped the clock the whole time. It's pretty cool too. You can come back. Like, and that's good. You can get two scores pretty quick in the last 2 minutes if everything's working out.
Nice.
You don't have to burn your timeouts. You only have two timeouts. One of the dudes was from TCU, got his knee tore up. I don't know what happened to him, but he gone.
He probably deserved it.
He was a tight end. He did.
He did.
Yeah, he deserved to die.
He gone.
But no, I mean, yeah. I watched probably parts of three games. Not the whole games, but I enjoyed it. It's better than the AF. The AF was cool, but they didn't even get a chance to do anything. Because that dude was like, I got the software, shut it down.
Yeah, that dude took over. It's like, nah, bro. We shutting this down. I'm taking all the money.
I wonder what he did with that app. Sold it to Vegas.
I probably sold to somebody.
Yeah, supposedly you can get the XFL app and play some kind of fantasy game for free and win money. Like you have to pick plays and stuff and you can interact. I didn't care about that, but it's like, that's pretty cool. You don't have to pay and you can win money.
Interesting.
I was like, man, if I would have thought about it, I would have started an XFL fantasy league with like four people. That'd be fun.
Chris, who's number three?
Russell. That's Will Pettis.
Will Pettis.
Oh, the famous Will Pettis.
No, one of them.
I don't think it's Pettis.
One of the quarterbacks was P. Walker. I was like, Paul Walker.
P. Walker.
It was really, it said P. Walker. I was
Did he drift around everywhere?
No.
It's one of them named Donkey Teeth.
No.
Desquarius Jackson.
No, they didn't let him do any of the weird names this time.
Oh, there's no he hate me?
No, that was so stupid. They took away the gimmicks out of this.
Abraham Moisus.
Yeah. Oy. Yeah, I don't even know what they were thinking that first time. Hey, the kickoff, run at each other. Whoever gets the ball wins. Some crazy stuff. They do get paid for winning in this league, too, which is cool because they play harder. And then baseball today got rid of the... So now if you bring a pitcher in, they have to face three batters.
Unless it's the end of an inning. Yes.
What, on the last batter? So what does that mean? No, because... So if you bring him in at the first of the inning, they have to face three batters.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if there's like two outs and they just get one out, the next inning you can bring in somebody else.
Okay. Well, that's because you don't have to do all that waiting.
Right. But then what really comes into play is if you only have one out and then you're bringing in somebody like a left-hander to face the left-hander and he doesn't get them out, and then the next two are right-handed hitters. So a lot of new decisions for managers coming up.
Yep. I'm fine with it. When they go down to that one batter, one pitcher thing for an hour.
Right.
Kill me.
Right.
Kill me. Doesn't matter. The Astros already know your signals anyways.
Right.
What's the point? You see that? There's some dude suing the Astros for the exact amount of money they won by winning the World Series, like $31 million. It's pretty cool.
And that dude was trash. I mean, I say trash. I mean, I would never sniff the major leagues, but
it's that pitcher, yeah.
Yeah, like that was the last game he ever pitched for the Blue Jays, or for the major leagues.
Yep, they lit him up because they knew his signals.
Yep.
That's why.
Yeah, it wasn't because he was a borderline pitcher.
Anyways, yep. And now he's suing him. Which, if anybody should sue him, it should be Joe Girardi.
Or Clayton Kershaw.
Yep. The most famous Yankees manager ever, close to. Loses in the World Series and says, or not the World Series.
Championship Series.
Loses and says, you're fired. I quit. Damn it, Rhodey.
This is why I can't have beer.
Rhodey spilled some again?
No.
Yeah. Yep. But I think he spilled it because he didn't want it.
It's actually really good.
Lick it off the table.
You have to go get a towel, bro.
Where they at?
In the closet. Right across from the bathroom. Dun, dun, dun.
How did he spill it?
With his hand. I don't know. Yeah, so baseball is going to be crazy now. Football's crazy. Basketball's kicking butt. Next year, they're going to change, too. They're going to play less games. It's all crazy.
Football?
No, baseball or basketball. Because they play 82 games.
Damn.
Yeah, it's like, they don't need to play 82 games.
Doesn't baseball play an ungodly amount, too?
Yeah, and the only people I feel bad for are the pitchers. But even they get a lot of days off, so I don't really feel that bad for them. Like basketball and hockey, you're getting beat up way too much. And they don't get enough time off.
I feel like hockey goes on forever, too, though.
That's what I said, basketball and hockey. Both of those sports need more time off. Need to play less games. They get knocked around too much.
Good luck getting the owners to do that.
Kawhi Leonard, like, I'm not playing. I'm going to sit on the bench.
I play basketball. I need days off.
Even Gannis, this dude, like, it's weird. We live in a different world. Like, Gannis, my kid was born. I'm going home. I'm not playing. I'm like, if one of the 70s or 80s basketball players would have done that, they would have beat him up.
Yeah, I wish. Yeah. I wish I could tell my employer, nah, I need an off day. You're still going to pay me, though.
When'd you hear me that time?
Didn't one of y'all tell the story, like, he was supposed to be at practice, but he was taking a load management day off, and he was at a strip club?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where that girl fell. Do you see that video?
No.
The stripper, the ecstasy stripper, fell, like, 15 feet. Broke her jaw.
Cool.
And then still got up and started twerking.
Oh, holy shit.
Look up that video, Chris.
And she has more. She got more money on her GoFundMe than all of us got this year. Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to search for that? Ecstasy stripper falls?
Yep.
Stripper fail.
Yeah, she fell down and then the strip club wouldn't help pay for any of her medical bills, so she put a GoFundMe and then she got 30 grand for everything. Must be nice.
She's like, I'm going to quit stripping. I'm just going to be a GoFundMe person. Anyways, not exciting. I'm doing a lot of sighs and anyways. I don't have much else to talk about.
Images. Come on, Chris. You know videos.
I don't want to play it on the podcast.
Just put it on mute.
We can watch it. We're about to end. We can watch it as a family.
Yeah, we can watch it as a family.
Family anyways. Porn. Here we go.
Yeah, I don't think I got anything else. Pretty excited about all this stuff. But yeah, basketball, I was just talking about how all three sports are going to change next year. Supposedly they're voting on a 17-game season in football.
Yeah.
Basketball is supposed to cut games.
That'd be nice.
Down to 79, I think.
Ooh.
Cut two games. And that midseason tournament, they squashed that idea.
Yeah, that was out there.
Yep. And then there's some other stuff there, and it's all crazy, dude. Crazy! Sports are too long, I guess. I don't know. I'm not too excited about the Rangers ballpark yet. We'll see. I didn't like the Tampa Bay one we went to that was indoors. It was weird.
I think it'll be a lot better.
That was just weird.
Yeah.
It's like, pop, you could hear the bat hit all the way where we were.
Well, also, there was nobody in the stadium, so.
Well, let's be honest. The Rangers don't exactly have, we're not living in baseball town, as Josh Hamilton says.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that. That's my hero. Cocaine-doing hero, man.
Didn't he get accused of beating his daughter?
It. He's not my hero anymore. Thanks a lot, Rhodey. I'll have to stick with Miles Garrett as my hero.
By the way, I haven't heard anything else about that.
Nope. Miles Garrett will stay my hero then. Pat helmet swinging.
That guy deserved it.
Murdering people. He kind of did. Kind of did.
That Tommy Maddox looking motherfucker.
I'll stick with Odell Beckham.
By the way, Chris, Tommy Maddox was also a Steelers quarterback.
Oh, I knew that.
Fair enough.
Odell Beckham can still be my hero. Nope. Hate that guy. I'm trying to think.
Is he doing good stuff for the Browns?
Nope. Now that Eli's gone, I don't have a sports hero anymore.
No, he's hurt. What do you mean?
Eli's gone. Kobe is dead.
LeBron James.
LeBron James is a kind of a different kind of person. He's not an asshole or nothing. He's just annoying.
And then AD.
I don't like unibrows.
No.
Shave that, bro. When he was asleep, I would sneak over there and trim that up for him.
He tried to market that.
Ah, yeah, no, he does. He's pretty good, though, but they don't play as hard as they can, and it gets annoying. But they will.
Just wait for the playoffs.
They play real hard. We'll win every game. Yeah, that. Whatever. Playoff Rondo.
Playoff Rondo. Well, that didn't materialize for the Mavericks.
No. But let's. Nobody cares about them.
More like Sataba Ronjo.
Sabotage. Sabotage. Yeah, no, we'll see. I need a sports hero. I'll be Tugrula. Whoever, he's the number one draft pick, right?
Tia Tua.
Who's the number one draft pick?
Burrow.
Quarterback?
Yeah, Joe Burrow, more than likely.
Who at Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, but supposedly he says he don't want to play for them. So they may trade the pick.
Dude, I love the fact that the whole Eli Manning refusing to play for the Chargers. And how that went from everybody thought Eli was a dick to the Chargers are dicks because they told Phil Rivers, bye. It's like, damn, dude.
How much money did they offer him?
I don't know. But I don't think they did offer him. They were like, we're done with you. Bye. No farewell, no nothing. It was just like, bye.
Wow.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a free agent. Tom Brady's a free agent. And there's one more. Jameis Winston's a free agent. He's got LASIK, dude. Jeez.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll be fine. He can see.
He's going to be good, isn't it?
Good. He can see everything. He'll be squinting back. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
He's going to be touchdown Jameis. LASIK touchdown Jameis Winston. But Dak Prescott might get traded.
Yes.
Would you pay $35 million a year for that guy?
You have to. It's like the Joe Flacco situation.
No, you don't.
It's like either you have a quarterback or you don't. Do you remember what happened before Tony Romo?
Yeah, Breeze is a free agent too. There's a lot. It's weird. Young get Brady, dude, for $30 million.
Yeah, I'm totally down for that. He looks great last year.
The Patriots don't want him. This is going to be one of the coolest free agencies ever. So, looking forward to it. Chris, what do you think about the Anthony Davis trade?
Yeah, like I said last time, it was very bilateral trade, and they're going to suffer in the fourth quarter for it.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry we have to go.
Have to go.
Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week. We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over.